RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
He's got it to add to the running yard total here. McCaffrey first down, sideline. McCaffrey's longest run of the year, all the way down to the 23-yard line. By far his longest run of the season, 43 yards.
Goodness gracious, if he gets running the football, no telling what this offense could be.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Mike Tirico, NBC Sports, on the call. He was ready for that one. He was ready for that one. When McCaffrey reached a 12-yard gain on that play, he was already saying it. What had it been, like 16? He got to say it twice. It was so much longer than the last long run.
Turn it on, Goo. I think that 16 was by Purdy, too. The longest run.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
I don't even know.
I heard that, but man.
All right, 49ers, they're 12-4. 42-38 win last night over the Chicago Bears. And now it all comes down to next week. Saturday night, Levi Stadium, Seattle Seahawks. Winner is the division winner. Loser is a fifth seed or worse. It's really that simple. Oh, you know what?
I got to ask Six seed.
I got to
If the Niners lose, they could
They can't get five.
They can get five, but if the Rams went out, which we expect them to, they got tonight Atlanta, and then they got Arizona next week. And if the Niners were to lose, then I believe they would be the sixth seed, and if they would play the winner of the NFC East, which looks like Philly.
Yeah.
So that's where the first game could be at. But they still could get five as well.
They could get five or worse, yeah. Or they could get one. They can't get or four.
Right.
I got a question for you, not football related.
I'm here for you.
So, I got a bank card, you know, an ATM.
Yeah.
And, you know, you put monthly charges on it and stuff. And, as Kyle Shanahan would say. And, you know, over the course of a year, you realize you're getting charged for stuff. You don't know what it is.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. So, we're in the process of getting that all cleaned out. So, I guess now I've been told I've got to go to my bank, give them my ATM card, and they will give me a new ATM card with a different account number.
Okay.
And so it all starts over. Now, there's no way I walk into a bank with my old ATM and 20 minutes later walk out with a new card.
Yeah, they'll give you.
I thought they had to mail you that.
No, they'll give you a temporary card right away, and okay. Then your new one will be mailed to you in about 2 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Then you shouldn't have to go to the bank, though. That thing should—they should be able to do that over the phone.
This is stupid.
No, we have done it over the phone.
Okay,
and we need to change our account number because we're getting charged for stuff we don't even know what it is. And but my question is, well, then what happens to any automatic payment?
Oh, that's on you.
On the old card.
You got to go.
I haven't kept track of them all.
Well, you need to. They'll find you. alert. Pay me. You need to update your card on file. That's what they call that. But the study, that's nothing burger, really.
I don't feel like doing that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
What about, can I get you something that happened to me over the weekend?
Sure.
I'm looking you dead in the eyes right now. I need you to look at me.
Yes.
Have you ever had a friend?
No.
That's a four. Tell you about yourself.
Yes. But they're not.
But, Stoddy,
but
after I had
they
a friend,
say it, they're usually not a friend.
Pasta Carter, I had a friend out of nowhere tell me about myself And what if I told you I'm hiding it from you? It shook me to the core of who I got to be better, man.
I know.
I'll leave it. Now, why wouldn't you tell me?
A lot better.
F you, man. The radio.
What did he say?
Don't take it. It could be a her. They just told me about myself. And I really needed to hear it, and it came out of nowhere.
Well, now you hear it, so now you go ahead and make changes.
I'd be finished in this market if I told you what they said, so I'm not going to say it. But anyway, Donnie, thank God for honesty, man. You need friends to tell you the hard truth. And I'm not drinking or none of that.
You're worthless. What? And I've been thinking about giving you a hard talk, too.
About what? I've been good lately.
Not going to do that on the air.
Anyway, thanks to my friend.
Niners.
Man, it's incredible. Yeah. It truly is. Could you imagine if this is the team that gets it done? Like, that's out there to me.
Yeah, you know what else is? Losing two games in a row.
No, you're right. But it still wouldn't take away from this season, man. And you said it at the I don't want to speak for you at the summit. A lot of us did. Hey, what Willard asked us, what's your expectation? What's the define a successful season? Well, I think they've already punched that ticket.
They have, but the question is, do your expectations change now? And, you know, seeing a lot of people on the YouTube chat saying they don't have any expectations anymore, or they never had them. The team, they
this
didn't have expectations
money?
For the team. They're now 12-4. We'll see what happens against Seattle. You go into the playoffs, and you just, it feels like 49er fans are just taking their chances. And if they go on a run, they'll be happy. And if they don't go on a run, I think they'll understand why.
Yeah, and I'm quibbling over here because from a football standpoint and as a fan and covering this team like we do all year long, Steiny, make what you want about who they've played and who they haven't played. But what's so what word am I looking for? Poetic about these next two possible games, and I'm looking down the road, is Seattle, to me, might be one of the best two defenses out there. So you got to use this prolific offense against that Seattle team. And then somehow if you slip up, you get the second best defense in the league, which I think would be at Philly. So how climactic would that be to where as much as they're rolling offensively, and this thing's out of control in a good way offensively, I mean, man, to do it against Philly and Seattle and Philly possibly, man, you know?
I mean, when I think about the 49ers playing the Eagles at some point, you know, that's a game where obviously the home team to me is going to be favored in that game. I mean, if the Eagles came out here right now, I don't think the Eagles would be favored. Do you? If the Eagles came out here,
I got to believe the Niners defense and just, you know, where it's at, and it can be had, it can be, but timely stop. I got to believe Philly would be
so the
be
Niners
favored.
Would be the number one seed.
Oh, no, you're saying they beat Seattle. No, the Niners would be favored. Yeah, I was looking at it like they would be at Philly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know what NFC team, maybe the Rams would be favored at Levi Stadium.
Yeah.
And that's maybe
and
where
what
the
if
games
they slip
are
up tonight?
Yeah.
Well, Atlanta, but
let's go to Andrew in South City. Hey, Andrew, how you doing? Andrew, South City. Going once.
Shut up.
Andrew,
hello,
what's up, man?
This is Andrew from South City.
Yeah.
I gotta say, the Niners defense sucked ass yesterday.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
Right.
appreciate it.
Happy holidays, Drew.
Yeah, they gave up 38 points.
But they stopped them when they did. Stoney, that field goal, what, was the third, fourth quarter? They held them to a field goal and then held them out the end zone. And I know that's not the recipe defensively, but if the Niners offense is going to be this powerful, then maybe that's what you're dealing with. And what's my line? Sometimes, Stoney, your best defense is your offense. That's what the Niners are right now. They are moving. And eight different guys caught passes. Ricky Pearsall dealing with the knee, you know, toughed it out. John Wayne. So I just like where this team is at. It's just incredible on how they are going to have to go through the gauntlet of the Seattle Seahawks defense and a division foe to earn it. That's that. I'm trying to think of the R&B singer, Stoney. How sweet it is, Diana Ross. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
The Should Jennings have gone out of bounds at the one with 2:15 left?
I want to rip my – you don't play it life like that nor the game. You score. What if you do that, then you don't score? Holy hell this morning.
Well, they were down, what, three?
Three. They were down.
So they
– with a leaky defense. But you don't – I think Ben Johnson did what he did and just botched the clock because on his mind – I think he just knew they were going to score, so he got too cute because he was worried about Purdy getting the ball back. You should have finessed that timeout, and if you didn't score, it should have been because they kept you out, not because you're up against the clock. You brought in a whole different foe because you were worried about what the Niners were doing when you should have been worried about the offense getting it in the end zone.
I mean, I think if Chicago comes and scores and wins that game 45-42.
Talk to me.
I think people would.
You think?
Yes.
But what would you say?
You should have gone down at the one.
But okay, at the one.
I'm just saying.
Okay, because you're assuming, I hear you, but you're assuming you're going to score. And that right. To me is, you said at the one. But,
I mean.
Could you imagine had you done that, then you don't get in? What's worse?
Then you could have taken a field goal and sent it into overtime.
Right.
I'm just saying. If the Bears come back and actually win that game, I think Jennings would have taken a little bit of heat.
It's like fouling on a three-pointer in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? It's not a year three. Do you foul or do you – but then when they make it, you should have fouled.
I remember, was it last year? Guerrero, I think, did that twice, yeah. And Shanahan was just in love with it.
You're right.
He just thought it was just such a heads-up, smart play. Maybe there was too much time left. I don't know, 2:15. I think, you know, at some point you got to take a score if it's given to you. And it's tough to ask a guy not to go into the end zone when he has a lane like that. I was just thinking, boy, 2:15.
Yeah. I was right away.
They handled that so terribly.
We tried to.
What I didn't hear Ben after the game, but I'll do it after the show. But I'd love to hear, like, Snotty, I believe he was worried about the boogeyman, assuming they were going to score and didn't want to give them
two
times.
25 seconds left. That's dumb.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's just dumb.
In this new NFL, you might get the ball at the 35, but I just felt like he botched that.
They got the ball with 2:15 left. He runs a play, 5 yards. Now we're down at the 2-minute warning. And then, by the way,
the hook and ladder.
He took a timeout. Yes, it was a fourth down. But
that was disastrous. That's what not to do. Put that at the coaching symposium on what not to do. You're at the 50.
Yeah, I just don't understand why teams with three timeouts, they're driving at the end of a half or end of a game. They break midfield. They get into your territory under a minute. They get to your 40. Guy catches a ball in the middle of the field with 42 seconds, 48. Call timeout. Yeah. Call timeout. They didn't call timeout there. They go up. They spike it. And now all of a sudden the clock's on their back for the rest of the game.
You got another foe, not just the Niner D, the clock. Hey, tell me to slow down, Stoney, because I want to lay something on you real quick, you and the listeners. Do you have a problem with me saying Brock Purdy right now is playing like a top 5 quarterback?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Sure, that's fine.
No, but you said it with disdain.
Well, because, sure. What, 2 weeks? He's been a top 5 quarterback for 2 weeks?
No, since he's come back.
Sure. Why not?
No, I'm saying, like, has this changed your view of him for the whole enchilada?
No. He's a good quarterback.
I feel like there's some separation. You forgot about Dre. Shout out Dr. Dre. But now you forgot about Brock, and I was one of those. You called me on it last week about Brock or Mac, and that was real. But Stoney, I'm starting to think no matter what happens, I mean, they paid for a quarterback, but he's showing you he was worth the money.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Niners, they beat the Bears 42-38. They get a big hold on a fourth down, but it was the last play of the game. That was another thing. Like,
talk to him.
If you're gonna lose that game, you got to lose it on a fourth down. Like, you can't. You got to use your timeouts.
That was bad.
Good enough that. How can you run out of downs? I mean, I'm sorry. How can you run out of time there?
When you start
a drive with 2:15 with all your timeouts.
Pasta got my ear, Stoney.
Like, how do you run out of time?
Trying to be too cute. Yeah, and Pasta got my ear. He's trying to get the sound. But Ben Johnson took responsibility. I don't know how you cannot. But I thought he got too cute, Stoney.
This is what Ben Johnson said about Brock Purdy.
I mean, he's a dangerous player, particularly when he can see down the field and have that much time. I agree with you. And then he extended some of those plays with his legs, too. He did a real nice job, and we certainly didn't affect him enough.
We certainly didn't affect him enough.
And let's be honest. I got to give Caleb Williams credit. A big fourth and five. The stadium was like, man, this could be the game. They converted. And I'm thinking, man, it's just inevitable that they're going to pull this one out. And the Niners, D, stopped him. And so did Ben Johnson. He helped him.
Let's go to James in San Mateo. Hey, James, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
I would like to start off the conversation just like saying I'm not a Niner fan. And when Brock Purdy came back against Arizona, I thought the Niners just did that because the money they paid him. But for the last two games, regarding top five quarterback, I'm saying he's like a top three quarterback.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, and I'm not a Niner fan. Okay, I'm actually a Seahawk fan. And Ben Johnson did screw the pooch with the timeouts. And I'm also saying that Caleb Williams cannot throw the ball like Purdy does under pressure. I mean, there was two or three that Chris Collinsworth even talked
about. Man.
Like that was a wide open thing, you know. I'm nervous about, you know, this Niner team going against my Seahawks. I was up there for the Ram game. I'm really nervous. I was actually hoping they'd keep Purdy in, just like I was a Garoppolo fan back in the day, you know. But the way he's playing now, especially against the Colts in Chicago,
yeah,
I'm nervous about this game coming up, you know. I can't say anything bad about the guy. And another thing, too, is, like I said, I'm not a Niner fan. But for some reason, I'm always a George Kittle fan. I love that guy. You know, I love his spirit. I love the way he it's like he actually cares so much about the game. When he catches a 20-yard pass, I get mad at myself because I find myself rooting for the guy. You know, so that's all I got to say.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Appreciate the call.
I'll say this, Donnie. I think you know Chris Collinsworth is one of my favorites. But, boy, when he gets something stuck in his craw and – gets fixated on it. Caleb Williams a few times. Stoney, I don't want to say it's an easy throw, but a guy with the arm strength and the caliber that he has and possesses, there were three times. One would have been a touchdown late if you just get it there, and he just couldn't get it there. And another takeaway I had from a Ben Johnson perspective, the Bears can run the ball with the best of them, average 5 yards a pop on the ground. Stoney, they only ran it 22 times. I wonder if he wishes he had that back. Caleb put it up 42 times, but you average 5 yards a pop, but you only run it 22 times.
I actually thought Collinsworth was kind of off on that.
Tell me why.
I mean, the guy's backpedaling under pressure. Of course he's going to throw short. Like, that pass that he was talking about on the right side.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly how the game ended. He couldn't get enough on the ball to have it reach a defender, and it's because he was retreating, and Purdy didn't have to make, like, those throws are hard to make.
Yeah, but they Purdy on the run, it just feels like been making those throws, Snoney.
Well, Purdy can't make that throw where he's running backwards. Yeah. I mean, if he's rolling or scrambling right or left.
But Caleb was to the right, and in your right-handed, it's like just, and it just, you know, accuracy, what non-point on that one.
This is Ben Johnson on the last drive.
We didn't quite get aligned in the formation we wanted to. It's on me. I didn't give him the call fast enough, and so he's trying to piecemeal it together. I got to do a better job on that.
What was your perspective?
I thought about it. We wanted to see the look, and then they just went fast.
Sounded like a little Kyle Shanahan, too.
He's got to be feeling good this morning, man.
He must have been talking about the timeout before the fourth down, because he said he didn't do it fast enough, and if you're not going to get a play off, yeah, you got to call timeout there. But
as soon as I saw Caleb going retreating, I was like, oh, this is all bad.
Yeah, when they used their second timeout, my thought was, well, now they're in trouble. Now they're in a little bit of trouble.
I'm going to the tight ends, Donnie. Go turn around. I'm throwing it to you.
Let's go to Orlando. He's in San Bruno. What's up, Orlando? How you doing?
Happy holidays, guys. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
What an epic game yesterday. I just want to say I can see why Purdy is a better fit than Mac Jones. Mac Jones did great. Unbelievable. That was actually my favorite touchdown, the one to our tight end, to our fullback, I should say. That was unbelievable. And I don't know if you guys have mentioned it, but last night was the first time in a regular season game that it was tied up to 35 points, 7-7, 14-14, 21-21, 28-28, and then, of course, 35-35. That's never happened before in a regular season game.
Yeah, I heard that, too. That was interesting, Orlando.
Yeah, and he's on fire. You know, he became the first Niner to have back-to-back games with five touchdowns.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
Yes, our defense, it's itchy, scratchy, but, you know, you guys talked about this. They have really surpassed our expectation with this type of season they've encountered. Shanahan does deserve tons of kudos. It was a great game. Caleb, wow. He almost had it. I was telling my 14-year-old son, I'm like, oh, my God. You know, the Bears are 6-0 under two-minute warning. This is going to be too crazy if it ends up like this. And it did. Niners pulled it off, and you're hearing it now. If the Niners do defeat the Seattle Seahawks, they will go all the way and hoist the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Right. Cap.
Thanks, Orlando. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. A lot of firsts. And I mentioned, you know, the Bears not having any turnovers, scoring 35 points. Steiny and not winning the game, the first team ever to do that. So there were a lot of firsts. But what did you make where the Bears got a touchdown? It looked like offsides. They didn't blow the play dead, and a lot of Niner fans that I know said the play should have been whistled dead. What did you make of that?
So you got to play through the whistle.
Oh, well, there it is.
You got to play through the whistle.
Yeah.
I mean, the
that's how they called it.
The announcing, Collinsworth and Tirico were saying it's a free play. Like, they knew it right away.
And he hit him, too.
Usually I don't like games like that.
A lot of scoring?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was that had everything.
But, like, once the 12-minute mark of the fourth quarter came, then I was like, okay, this is going to be fun because you better score a touchdown. Team that doesn't score a touchdown is going to lose
the game. And that's how it went.
Yeah,
and that's the last exactly team, how it went. But normally, too, partner, last team with the ball wins, and it felt like it was going that route. And the Niners stopped them.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, they get their 12th win of the year against the Chicago Bears, 42-38. Really, really good game at Levi's Stadium. Probably the best game of the year for the Niners, right? That's got to be their signature, along with the Rams game. But this one...
Yeah, it's late and a lot was at stake. I'm with you.
Yeah, this one was... this one combined a big win with just a great, great game. And not that the other one didn't, but...
And it sets up for Saturday.
Yeah, this one was a little bit more meaningful in that you had to win it to keep your number one seed hopes alive, hey, and that's what they absolutely did. 888-957-9570 is the number. I was talking about expectations earlier, and it sounds like it's strange, but a lot of 49er fans, they don't really have any. They just want to keep watching these games and keep enjoying them until they don't have any more games anymore. Do you have expectations for this team, or are you just mostly enjoying the ride? 888-957-9570. And what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also sponsored by Surfside. The Warriors are back, and you can cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
God bless America.
Second and goal. Purdy keeping. And he scores again. Brock Purdy's enjoying his night, even with a pick six early on. His second rushing touchdown, and he's thrown one as well.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, anyone who can add that, you see they did it to us a couple times too with Caleb. Brock moved the chains with his legs a few times, and then he bought time a number of times to get some big plays down the field. One, getting that touchdown to Juice. Having quarterbacks who can do some things off schedule is a huge part of our success.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Kyle Shanahan talking about Brock Purdy, who did damage with his arm and legs last night. 42-38 win, and we're talking about the Niners. 12-4, one game left against Seattle, and they win a classic last night at Levi Stadium on a Sunday night. And you got to be feeling good about this team. They're going to the playoffs now, and it's just a matter of where they're going to be seated.
Yeah, and it's everything in regard to where they're going to be seated. They have an opportunity right upon them to condense the playoff games that they play. Stani, the fact that if you're victorious Saturday night, you get a week off. And now we're talking about hamstrings, ankles with Trent and George Kittle, so it would come at a great time. But if you allow me, I'd like to nominate that play to Juice, the play of the year for Brock. I mean, that was just marvelous, man. Gorgeous, everything. I mean, just the wherewithal, the skedaddle, crossover, and then throw it was beautiful. But I just can't get over how the game started on a pick six. And you talk about, you know, this thing, man, here we go. And he did the exact opposite and just carved up the Bear defense. And that's what just makes the win to me that much more special from a Brock Purdy standpoint and Niner offense is you spotted them 7. I'm not phased at all. Here we go. And then you go out there and put up 42 points. Just incredible. Truly is.
49ers, they're on a roll. Mm. There's no doubt about it. And I'm going to get to these calls in about 1 or 2 minutes. Right. I just have to mention this. So you were at the you're at the Christmas game, Warriors-Dallas.
Oh, yeah, I was.
Yeah.
And
what'd you think?
I got to tell you, apology.
Who was the best player?
Al Horford.
Thank you. Thank you.
Why wasn't he in at the end of the game yesterday? Evan called me last night, said he thought he was on a pitch count, so maybe that's why he wasn't available. They couldn't get a rebound. 25 by Scotty Barnes. 25
rebounds.
We're
not talking about that. We're talking about the Christmas Day game. Where
Anthony Davis put – Steiny, he did a Trent Williams. He was just running for the ball, and then he's out the game.
I hope on Christmas you also got a sense of another player who absolutely stinks. But you've mentioned his name.
It wasn't Cooper Flagg.
Gafford stinks. He's terrible.
Steiny, he ain't.
The Warriors won that game because of Al Horford.
Gafford
combined
had a bad game.
With Gafford.
My man had a bad game.
Gaff!
Yeah.
Third.
He had a bad game.
I think he stinks. Boy.
I do. I don't. I think
he's
terrible.
Oh, was Carter out on him too?
No, that was me. Who's in on him?
Well, the Mavericks and myself. But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, welcome back, Al Horford. He just plays and wins.
Yeah. He had 2 blocks yesterday. How did they lose that? I called Shasky. It was so bad.
What do you mean? How?
It was CYO ball pressure late third.
They've never handled pressure well.
That is a problem.
It's been a problem. It's always been a problem for the Warriors.
Pod, Steph, Dre out of a time. I can't be mad at him. He was scoring.
They don't have a guy who can bring the ball up the court against pressure.
Dude, the 15's upon us.
All right. What are you going to get for a guy who doesn't play?
All right, a guy that can't play.
Enough of the Warriors.
All right, there we go. Back to
Let's go to a Bears fan here. David and El Sobrante. Let's talk about the last drive. Hey, David, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
Well. Happy holiday, baby.
Yeah, happy holidays to y'all, too. Classic game last night, man. Brock Purdy was tearing us apart. Christian McCaffrey was tearing us apart. I mean, Kyle Shanahan was in his Steph Curry zone calling plays. Mm. Everything he called worked, it seemed like. But with that being said, we were 2 feet away from winning that game. If he would have got enough ump on that pass, we would have won that game. But blow for blow, the national narrative is Brock Purdy, the game manager, versus the first-round bust in Caleb Williams. And those boys went 15 rounds.
Yeah.
The 49ers got the split decision yesterday, but they didn't get the knockout. And I called dibs on Friday and told him, I wouldn't get too up or down about this game on either side because I have a feeling that we're going to meet again in the playoffs.
You think?
We might be in different circumstances. Oh, definitely, because we proved that we're for real last night, because normally when we come out to San Francisco, we go down 7 or 14. That's a blowout. But we just kept coming, kept fighting, and it was a classic game. That Ben Johnson drop you guys that you guys played, that was for the last play. The one where it was incomplete in the end zone.
Yes, sir.
He got the play laid in. Yeah, that was the very, very last play. That's what he was talking about.
I knew he had to take the timeout before the fourth down if they didn't have it together, but that's the one I hated.
Yeah, I didn't mind the clock management because, like I said, we couldn't stop a nosebleed.
Yeah.
So I was all for us running down the clock and leaving it in Caleb's hands at that end, because he's proven throughout the year that he can get it done.
Hey, before you go. What did you make of the hook and ladder? I thought you guys didn't have enough time for that. That was too cute to me.
No, we thought they were in man. Mm. We thought that you guys were in man.
Lenore.
Sala called the zone, and that's why you guys stopped it. We expected you guys to be in man coverage. So if we expected Lenore to Dublin, and then end around those Swift, and that would have been wide open. But you guys stayed in zone, so that's what it was.
So let me ask you this.
I didn't mind the hook and ladder. It was just the wrong defense to call that play in. But it still worked. We got the first down, and it was first and goal after that.
Would you should you guys have run the football more?
5 yards a pop.
A little bit more, but we were down most of the game, so I understood why he threw the ball.
Yeah.
But when we did run the ball, we picked our spots. Swift got a long one. But I wasn't mad with the game plan at all, because, like I said, it was a shootout last night. We had to keep scoring with you guys. So I wasn't mad at the play calling at all. It was a great game.
And thanks, man.
Purdy impressed me. He is not a game manager, and Caleb Williams is not a bust. So we all know that.
There you go.
So,
thanks, David.
Maybe we'll see each other in the playoffs.
Could happen.
Thanks, David. Appreciate the call.
Yes, it's funny, man. You know, the first time I seen Brock this year do the Dougie, it's now a thing, man. And, I mean, 10 touchdowns in the last two games he's been a part of, and he's dancing his ass off. He's got rhythm. And I'm just sitting here like, man, where did this come from? And to Jan's point, she set the tone on. I mean, it doesn't look like any – remnants of turf toe. This dude's dancing now in the end zone.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, they're sitting pretty right now. They got to win a home game next Saturday against the Seahawks.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
If they do that, they're the number one seed in the NFC.
With a bye.
And at that point, I mean, you're the number one seed.
Come on now.
And you go into the playoffs on a 7-game win streak, you become the favorites. Right? You got to be the favorite.
And you don't have a game.
Warner and Bosa are long gone.
Well, Warner could come back.
Well, we'll see.
You know, that's being talked about.
Let's go to Joe in San Jose. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on, you know, after that Super Bowl performance, that coaching job by Shanahan, you know, I was really upset. You know, I was calling for his head. I was, you know, going crazy. You know, we got to get rid of this guy. This guy is choking in the Super Bowl. He can't get it done. He can't get over the hump. But I got to give him props for this year. You know, Shanahan, this is, to me, I feel it's his best performance as a coach. You know, with Purdy going down, you know, bringing in Mac, you know, the play calling with a depleted defense. And I got to give props to Saleh as well. Saleh is playing with a JV defense, and he's got these boys playing like a machine. He's got these boys swarming, and he's got them believing in themselves. And that's what a great coach does. So, you know, Saleh, well, we all know Saleh what he is. But I just got to give props to Shanahan and Saleh for their coaching job. I'm very impressed. I thought we were going to have an easier time against the Bears, but, you know, it is what it is. But I'm really worried about Seattle. Seattle's balling. They got the confidence, and they do not fear us. So it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a great test for the playoffs because, I mean, really, who's balling better than Seattle or the Rams right now and us? So, you know, I think it's great. A test for us. You know, we win it. We get all, you know, we're in the driver's seat. We lose it. You know, not that good. But, yeah, I just wanted to give a shout-out to Shanahan and Saleh. And I think he's doing the best coaching job I've seen since he's been the coach, and I'm loving it.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call.
It's fair as hell, man. I said that earlier.
I mean, you can't deny this team's 12-4, and you can't deny they've handled every team they should have handled this year. I don't think they have a bad loss, and I don't think any other team can say that.
And I don't know if you saw the stats, Steiny. The Bears came into yesterday's game with 6 wins, the most in NFL history, down 2 minutes or less in the fourth quarter. So that would have been number 7. And somehow the Niners stave them off. But when I saw that graphic, I'm like, okay, they flashed it early. But I'm like, damn, okay, they got some magic going. 2 minutes, not a lot of time. 6 wins, and they were 2 yards from making that 7. And the Niners staved them off, man. So, I mean, I just can't stop thinking about, and I know it's Victory Monday, and rightfully so. I can't just, like, Morton's Steakhouse doesn't have more at stake than this game for the Seahawks and Niners. And the one thing I don't like, you didn't ask, and I'm just sharing it with the fans, is now, and I'm going Bonte Hill, division games are tricky. Now you're asking the Niners to beat Seattle twice. But the second time is with everything on the line, you know?
Yeah, that's what they got to do. I mean, what's Seattle's record in conference? They definitely lost. They probably split with the Rams, right?
Yeah, they split with the
and they lost to the Niners, so they're 3-2. I mean, this
is everything.
Yeah, you go 5-1 in the division, that's how you win it. That's how you win the division. Let's go to Adam in Milpitas. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? Hey, I'm doing good, guys. Big fan. I just want to talk about that touchdown to Juszczyk real quick. Everyone talks about Purdy like he's a game manager, and I think part of that is he has a lack of highlights. That touchdown was one of the best football plays I've ever seen.
Damn.
It reminded me a little bit of Jason Williams' white chocolate when he freaked Gary Payton.
Oh, man.
He squared his hips and got him. Man, I ain't seen a freak him like that since prom night, man. I was really impressed by that play. I thought it was maybe Michael Vick out there. It was crazy. You guys have a good day, man.
Oh, nice.
The rest of the show.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate the call.
Seattle 3-2 right now in the divisions, Donnie. San Francisco 4-1 and the Rams 3-2. But you're right. You got to sweep them. But, boy, if you do, you get a week off and then only 2 home games to then play the 3rd game that would be the Super Bowl right here.
Mm. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, what a game.
Without Kittle and Trent?
Doesn't matter.
There it is.
Doesn't matter.
How many teams or outfits can you say
like,
that
I,
about?
I'm getting like,
and
I
we
get
can put Brock Purdy in there. They missed him 8 games.
You know, the bottom line is, I get the defense gave up 38, but
that's
I've
a lot.
I've like...
Well, they gave up 31.
Can somebody explain to me how the 49ers defense has been okay without Warner and Bosa. And then if somebody could just explain to me how last night they don't have Trent Williams or George Kittle, but they run the ball by far more effectively than they ever have.
It's scheme. It has to be scheme and design.
Must be.
Because I don't have other answers.
Well, the answers may be that Tonjes is really good. And who's the other guy? Pleasant?
Yeah, it's just he was pleasantly.
Austin Pleasant.
Yeah.
Austin Pleasant. Where'd he go to school, Risotto?
I have no idea. I'll look.
I was going to say, if you know that.
I'll look at him.
Notre Dame.
Look at him, my man.
That sounds like a Notre Dame guy. Austin Pleasant.
I'm going to Stanford.
Ohio.
Okay. A Bobcat.
The Mac.
Oh, he's a Bobcat. All right, let's go to Antonio in Oakland.
He's happy.
What's up, Antonio?
Man, what a game that was. Like, woo! Down to the wire. I wasn't fully confident we can win, but at the same time I was like, man, we're gonna pull this out somehow, some way, man. Brock Purdy with that juke move, that was like a Barry Sanders move, greatest running back ever. Like, you know, that juice he used to do. Whew. Or like a Steph Curry when he crossed up Chris Paul all those times, made that three.
Whatever you do, hey Antonio, whatever you do, don't say the crossover that Steph used against Shed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I think Chris Paul was probably the best one he ever did, you know. But, hey, man, we did.
Yeah,
all
I know what I'm talking about.
Kittle's like, oof. Yeah, and then Brock Purdy, man, he's outplayed Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson this year.
Well, they both stunk. In fairness, they've stunk this year.
I so, hear you. Hey.
Say he's outplayed. Has he outplayed Josh Allen? Maybe. Yeah.
That's probably the only one where he's probably has not played, or maybe it's even. But yeah, as far I'm just saying, like, he's outplayed him, man. Regardless of if they had their issues, their struggles, hey, man, Purdy's outplayed him. I mean, back to back games with 5+ touchdowns. Not even Joe Montana and Steve Young did that.
Joe Montana wasn't he didn't rush for a lot of touchdowns. Antonio, they had Roger Craig and Bill Super Bowl ring to do.
You know
that.
What your uncle's doing. Don't let him go.
A combination of throwing and running.
There you go.
Hey, Antonio, real
there
quick.
Joe Montana has some athleticism.
Were you in the house yesterday, or were you at the crib?
Man, I was at the restaurant, man, downtown San Francisco.
There you go.
What restaurant?
I plan on going to this game, though.
What restaurant?
It's called Tad's.
Okay.
Action, a lot of action.
Wait, are you,
I gotta believe
do you work
action.
There, Antonio, or you're just there having fun?
I was just there with a buddy, man. We're just there, you know, eating a little something, drinking a little something.
There action. You go.
Going cray cray.
Action?
Poppy collar. That action, boss. The words of my local California native, Marshawn Lynch.
There you go.
All right, hey. Congrats on the win.
Hey. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Did you get anything good for Christmas?
No, I'm wearing it.
So no.
That might be a 9. Oh, you gotta clip that. Boston, why you let him do me like that? Damn. I gotta tell my sister-in-law. My man said so no. How about you, Stan? It was good to you.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you got your watch.
Sounds like it was a lean Christmas for you. It's all right.
I'm feeling lean. No, yeah, face a little fat, but I'm all right.
I got a new work bag, but I didn't bring it in today. But I got a new.
You
got
to bring it tomorrow.
Yeah, I will. But it's, you know, it's a 30-minute transfer. I'm going to go through all my pens, see which ones make it to the new bag.
But after you go to the bank, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, we're off Wednesday. This tomorrow, our last show, preempted by Warriors at Charlotte.
Yeah. Like by the way, no Knipple.
Oh, boy.
Second best rookie in basketball this year.
Well, they got a game tonight. They better. Cam Thomas is back. The Warriors.
Nets have won 7 of 10.
I don't like it.
What don't you like, Goo?
They're young. Dude, if a Toronto win high school on us, I'm like, Curry hit that 3. Ball wasn't in his hand but a millisecond. They're up 7.
What are you talking? Which game?
Yesterday. Close it.
Turn the ball over too much.
Everybody did.
That's right.
Jimmy did. Well, I mean, I couldn't believe that one.
Talk
to me.
Things are coming into focus, aren't they?
The Warriors. After the 15th, then we can say that.
After the 15th?
Yeah, that's the deadline.
It doesn't. That is so
that's
trivial
everything for
at this
me.
Point.
Dude's just sitting there. At this point, just let him wear street clothes.
I don't know who you're talking
Kuminga.
About.
Put him in street clothes.
You want to talk about a guy who absolutely doesn't matter.
They need it.
They don't need him.
I'm gonna stop.
They don't need him. Clearly, Steve Kerr has no need for him, in fact. But here we are again. Steph, 39. Oh, Draymond had 20.
He was balling.
Butler had 20.
Oh, who cares?
Are locking it? Can't beat the Raptors.
Hey, who are a good, damn good team?
No, they're not. They're not a good team. What's their record?
Scotty Barnes?
Let me tell you something.
About
halfway through that game, I turned to my buddy and I go, Scotty Barnes stinks.
The Warriors got a way of just Ingram? Boy, he got hot. Stoney, he get to his spots. Jimmy, he gave Jimmy the business a couple of times. Back to the Niners.
Well, we're almost on a break, so.
Dude, I was hurt.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
And then, Steve, can you do this one favor? I know I've been hard on you this year. Yesterday was not your fault. Quit taking the bullets for them. I got to be better. No, they tricked that off. You didn't trick that off.
You know what's happening?
Ball pressure?
No, I'm not talking about their age, but the Warriors are getting old.
Well.
Like, that's what hit me the last two games.
Seriously?
Yes. Because
you've been there.
Not age. They're just, like, Draymond walking off the bench. All right. I shouldn't have done it. Kerr then saying, it wasn't my finest hour. Kuminga sitting on the bench. Then Steve Kerr. Draymond saying, we could win it all. Jimmy Butler championship coming. It's like, I'm so tired of it all.
Wow,
like,
man.
They're 16-16.
But that was going to be their fourth win in a row. And after, I'm like, okay. And Melton didn't play. They could have definitely used him yesterday.
Listen, that game was in peril with 11 minutes left when you saw that the Warriors couldn't get the ball up the court. The Raptors did it twice.
Yeah.
They did it in the first half to get back into the game.
You're on fire.
They put it in their memory bank.
Right.
They knew they could pressure the Warriors, and then they waited until the fourth quarter. They pressured the Warriors, and the Warriors couldn't react.
They got it to four going into the fourth. I'm like, nothing to see here. Warriors got it back up, and I'm like, we're good. And you could tell Fitz and Kalina on the call, too. They you know, you're right, Stoney. They put it in their memory bank. But they broke it back out after like seven with the. I'm like, this is over. It used to be over.
Well, what do you mean? In the old NBA or with the old Warriors?
The old Warriors.
Well, yeah, that's because they had talent. They always had more talent on the floor than the other team.
Damn, now we're back 500.
Toronto had more talent than the Warriors.
Yeah, and length and quickness. You talk about, they got some guys, man.
Every team's got guys, except the Warriors.
Yeah, that one stung. Maybe it's a good thing there's a game tonight. And then I'm hearing over the holidays, I'm shopping. I got to give Lubman credit. I know he's looking for a scooter charger. Hope he finds it. But he was filling in, and he said maybe the Draymond Kerr dust-up was a good thing. And I'm thinking after Christmas, maybe he's right. And then there we go. Back to the Niners.
So tiring. The Warriors have gotten tiring.
What a word, man. You're on fire. What a word.
About 4 days ago when Steve Kerr said, oh, no, I haven't thought. That's not even on the radar about Draymond Green.
That hurt me.
Okay.
Yeah, that cut me.
You know what? Okay.
But they went out and won. Sack beat Dallas, too.
See, this is the kind of thing. You don't get anything for that win against Dallas. Like, don't tell me, well, they beat Dallas, so they were they didn't play well against Dallas. They didn't play well against Dallas. Anthony Davis gets hurt.
Yeah, I saw
They're missing two guys. It's like, stop. I'm so sick of people trying to say, oh, this team, hey, they can do what?
But
what
I'm being honest
do?
Real quick, Pods boxing out
care.
Those
yeah,
giraffes and getting a rebound and a putback. You should win the – let me slow down. It's 2026. You should win that game on that play alone.
Yeah, so Pods gets to make one good winning play, and the five that he doesn't make go out the window. Nobody makes enough plays on this team. It's sickening.
Well, one guy don't get in the game.
And you know what? Nobody even knows he's on the team anymore. 888-957-9570. Back to the Niners. Because they're
winning.
They actually have a chance. It's It's funny, coming into this season, more people probably thought the Warriors could make a run than the Niners. We were wrong. That segment was brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.